B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta in the morning.
All right, just a moment, we'll be speaking with Claude Giroux, Flyers captain. Get the inside take on everything going on inside the bubble. It really does that, not so much as the NBA because they're in Orlando, Florida, but it's like if you played at any basketball camp or hockey camp or went to any sports camp, maybe band camp even, whatever it might have been, it seems like that type of atmosphere, and I applaud that. On the line with us right now, your eight-year captain of the Philadelphia Flyers, joining us now on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast, our good friend, Captain Claude Giroux. Good morning, Claude.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
It's going great. It's great to talk to you. Can you take us inside that bubble real quick? What is bubble? We see it like throughout the NBA. What's it like in the NHL?
It's definitely a little bit awkward with all the teams staying in the same hotel. We have a lounge, so we play cards. We watch sports all day. There's basketball. There's golf. There's baseball. There's hockey on TV. So everybody kind of watches sports and we bet on golf and kind of hang out, and it's pretty good so far.
So Claude, who are you taking in the PGA Championship this weekend, man? You got any sweet bets for me?
I only bet for Tiger, so
that's awesome, man. So you guys do have a lot of interaction then with the other teams.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me when I was a little kid. You go on a hockey tournament and the whole tournament thing in one hotel, and you're going through the lobby and you kind of see other players. It's pretty awkward. It's definitely different that you play a team and then you get back to the hotel and kind of see them again. So it's definitely pretty unique.
I'll say this, Claude. I think what this has done for me and a lot of other people is it has made you guys more than athletes. It has made you guys, because, you know, people look at athletes and they're like, oh, well, he's a professional athlete, he gets paid millions of dollars, you know, whatever. But it has really humanized you guys, you particularly. And I know Sean Couturier just had a young daughter, if I'm not mistaken, just born. You have a soon-to-be a one-year-old son, Gavin, that you're away from right now. What is this experience like? How are you guys trying to stay in touch with your families?
Yeah, that's really tough. We're trying to FaceTime as much as possible, but you know how it is at that age. They get occupied pretty quick, and they don't really look at you on FaceTime. So it really sucks, and it's tough. I mean, we're planning being here for a long time, so it's been really tough, and we have a lot of fathers on this team too. So everybody's kind of struggling with that.
I'll say this, Claude. That's a cute kid. Looks like dad. Just going to say it. Just going to tell you. Speaking with Flyers captain Claude Giroux, the other thing here is, you know, you mentioned being there for a long time, and we all hope here as Flyers fans that you are there for a long time, because that means, you know, a deep run, as we all know. Is there any similarity? I mean, you were a 22-year-old kid, you know, just making your bones in the NHL when you guys went to the Cup Finals. Do you see any similarities with this team versus that, you know, Chris Pronger, Captain Flyers team?
I've been asked that before, and, you know, I do. I think just the depth of the team, I feel that we have a lot of tools. We have a lot of players that can make a difference every night. And, you know, like the last game we had, Michael Raffel ends up having a great game, and that's what's been happening all year long. It's everybody kind of does their job, and somebody steps up every game, and everybody can just focus on their job and not try to do a little bit too much.
Yeah, Claude, one of the guys that steps up seemingly on a nightly basis is 22 years old, and he's your goaltender, Carter Hart. Have you seen this guy get rattled ever? Can you just talk about what a steadying of the ship he has been between the net or between the pipes this year for you guys, and how inspiring must that be to the locker room to see a kid like that taking this next step?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, since he started playing with us, he's been pretty mature goaltender, and usually takes a goalie a little bit more years to kind of stay set in the NHL and kind of be able to dominate like he does. But now he doesn't get very frustrated, and only time he gets frustrated is when I score him on practice now, and I let him know.
Good for you. Now, when you talk about comparisons to that team, like, what are your expectations? You said you plan to be there a long time. You want to be there for a long time. When you guys talk as a group, I mean, there's a lot of excitement about this Flyers team right now in Philadelphia. First off, I hope you guys feel that in Toronto. And second, is that same excitement amongst you and your teammates?
Yeah, we know we have something special here. A lot of teams say that every year, but we do believe that the way we're playing, we're well coached. Everybody's buying in. We're all on the same page, and we're having fun doing it too. So we're going to be playing some good hockey here. There's a lot of good teams that are still in, and we had a chance to watch the other teams, and the intensity's up. It's good hockey, and we know if we want to play for a long time, we're going to have to play some good hockey.
You mentioned the coaching here, and I did the numbers here, Claude. It's 8 years you've been the captain, and in those 8 years, you've had five head coaches. Alain Vigneault is your fifth head coach in that span. Does he compare to anybody else that you've played for? And it looks like his style of hockey certainly lends itself to the way you play.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to compare coaches. Every coach, they coach their own way. But I think our coaching staff has been great for us this year. They prepare us for whoever we're playing. We know what we're facing and what we can do to beat them. So when you go in the game and you know what to expect, I think you can prepare yourself to know what you're doing out there. And I think that's what's happening right now.
So, albeit pretty early in the bubble, you guys have played a couple games. The commentators were talking the first game about the ice being a little sloppy, a little slower. You know, it's getting a lot of use up there. What's your feel of it up there? Is it any different? Is it the same? Is it faster, slower? What are you guys feeling on the ice?
I think it depends what time of the day we play. I mean, if you play the first game, it shouldn't be too bad. I mean, there's no fans, and the humidity should be fine. But when you got the third game of the day going, that's when the ice gets a little chippy, and we haven't had a chance to play at night like that. But I think when you're going to be the third game, I think you're going to have to play a little bit more simple, and because the ice might be a little chippy.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Flyers captain Claude Giroux, Oscar Lindblom has been someone that we've all been following, and you guys have teammates have been phenomenal on and off the ice for him. I know he's going to rejoin you guys in Toronto. How much are you looking forward to seeing him? You know, be with you guys.
Yeah, we talked about Oscar yesterday, actually, and he's a big piece to our team. Not only on the ice, but off the ice. If you have a chance to meet him, he's one of the best guys in hockey. And he's been through a lot this year. We're trying to get him here in Toronto as fast as we can. And he's not only a great hockey player, but just as a guy and the way he was all year, being so positive, and the kid can fight. And we're pretty lucky to call him a teammate.
When it comes to how you guys are playing, in the restart and all that, does it feel like the legs are still working their way in? Do you guys feel like you're in mid-season form? Basically, as a team, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, the first game we played against Pittsburgh, I got caught in overtime there. My legs weren't really working the way they should. And, we're slowly getting our legs back. You can be in great shape, but to be in game shape, you actually have to play games. So it's been two games now. We're starting to get our legs going, and at first it was a little scary, but you're going straight in the playoffs. You got to be do the best you can to be ready to skate like everybody else.
Claude, what do you think the ceiling is for Ivan Provorov? He's been having a stellar season. What do you see from this kid every day in practice?
Yeah, he's a really good hockey player. How can I say it? He's just a machine. He'll play 30 minutes if he has to, and he won't even break a sweat. So it's pretty impressive how he brings it every night, and he's playing some great hockey since September.
Claude, our regular co-host that works with Jamie and I here, Bob Cooney, has what you might call a bromance or maybe a man crush.
Well, yeah, TK doesn't really know it, but it's a one-way street.
Just a warning, if you could just let Travis Konecny know, if you ever see somebody hiding in the bushes, it's probably Bob Cooney, our co-host. How has he been in the restart as well? Because he was one of the, like Sean Couturier, yourself, Voracek, he was one of the guys that was hitting a great stride in the middle of this season. How do you guys pick up where you left off?
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, we have momentum. He was playing very well for us all year long, but I think in general we have momentum, but we need to get that back. And the last two games have been great for us. We've been playing great, and we're just excited to keep it going here.
Now, it's unfortunate, but it is true, and I know that you guys have gone through some great transition in your captaincy, still looking for that first round, being able to get out of that, and then a second round in the playoffs. Do you feel that pressure, or you just try to go out there and play hockey?
Yeah, I feel that pressure, but, you know, you want to feel that pressure. You don't want to, you want to go as far as you can, and, you know, the last 8 years or whatever has been, we haven't been successful in the playoffs, and I mean that's not a secret. So I think we take it to heart, and personally, me, I really take it to heart. So for us, it's an opportunity for us. We have a good team, and we just believe in ourselves. So hopefully, we can go as far as we can here.
And what you definitely don't get enough credit for, two more things for you here. What you don't get enough credit for, Claude, is that you play through injury. You don't miss games.
I think that's a good question. I can't put my finger on one.
Well, I will say you just said shoot, right? That was shoot. So you don't know. That was just to clarify for people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. It's a no.
Oh, that's great. Oh my God. Just had a little thing there with the mic. Claude, last thing. So we had that Travis Konecny fella on a little bit ago. We had asked him who would win in a fight, you or the captain, Claude Giroux. And we just want to, so you don't think that I'm making anything up. I just want you to hear how that exchange went. Here it is. You think you would win a fight against your captain. Is that true?
We had that discussion, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I actually challenged him on the spot and he turned it down.
Oh! Wow. No, your captain turned that down?
You can do the math there.
Oh, okay, so that was Travis Konecny answering that question. Claude, I know that chemistry's great. Everyone loves each other. That's wonderful. I don't want to put a quarter in the angry machine, but how would you respond to what Travis Konecny said?
I'm just lucky that he's my teammate. he's such a great guy. He's the best. I was lucky enough to have 100 points because of him. He told me after him 100 points that... He says you're welcome for your career year. So, you know, I'm just blessed.
What a captain answer,
Claude. I know the media circuit isn't exactly your favorite thing in the world. I can't thank you enough, not only for coming on with us, but as a guy who's been rooting for the Flyers my whole life, man. I know the sacrifice you guys are making. You know, our kids are like 2 weeks apart. And I couldn't imagine what you're doing right now, man. God bless you. Thanks so much for coming on with us. Best of luck in the bubble, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, I just want to say hi to my wife, Ryan, and Gavin. I know they're listening, so I just want to say hi to them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Gavin. I saw Gavin's first career goal on the old Instagram. So
that looks like a machine already.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go. He's already mucking
and
grinding.
He's got great hands already.
Claude, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, see you, Claude. Claude Giroux joining us right there.
What a captain answer about TK. keeping that chemistry going.
I got to say, that's the best hockey answer I've ever gotten.
Great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.